Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, I guess those HGTV TV show guys and girls, I guess they make more money than we thought.
What do you mean? HGTV?
Yeah, Home and Garden Television.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that had, we know, obviously, Chip and Joanne.
Right.
That they make tons of money, right?
Yeah, they do extremely well because they're the most popular on there. In fact, didn't they leave and do their own network or something?
Yeah, but they have so many products. They have paint, they have carpet, they have furniture. She's in, like, I think Target, too.
We have some of the furniture.
You do? Yeah. It's gorgeous stuff.
I forget what it's called.
Chip and Joanne's crap.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
I think it's closer to a name like Sonoma or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then they have that place in Waco. Gosh, all my friends from back home have all made the trip down there. They said the lines to go into the silo, the, you know, corn silo, whatever. It's a
silo.
Silo, thank you, not silo, because they're all crazy.
Yeah, the asylum is something different.
They're all crazy.
It's a silo.
It is a silo. They said the lines are insanity.
What's in there?
Well, they have a whole...
They redid it?
Yeah, so it's a whole setup. It's a whole complex. It has decor. It has ice cream shop. It has all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I think I've said this before, but if I could just pick anybody out there that, you know, wake up tomorrow and you're that person, it would be Chip.
I would marry Chip in a minute.
Yeah, Chip's cool.
Chip. He's so cool.
Her, not so much.
She's fine.
She's all right.
She's
a little too bossy.
She's not bossy.
She's very bossy. She orders the Chip around, and I don't think it's fair the way she treats him. Okay? I'll just say it. I think some of the time.
She's nice.
I watched the other day, Jamie, and she had him move a beam from one side of the house to the other, and then she didn't like it, and he had to take the beam back. And guess what? Once it got back over there, she didn't like it again. And so now Chip had to move the beam again. This time he had to take it out to see if it would work for the flower garden. And guess what? It didn't. So what did Chip do? He had to move the beam again.
Oh my God.
Four times he carried
the beam. Chip's not doing anything.
I felt so bad for Chip.
Chip has a staff, okay?
I felt so bad.
He's not moving a beam by himself. He did it with probably five other dudes.
He even gave her an eye roll on the last one. I thought for sure it was a divorce. He was upset with that last time he had to move it. It's like, okay, lady, make up your mind.
Because he's goofy and fun and happy.
I like Chip.
And she seems happy.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. I'm not a big fan of Joanna. Joanna. What's her name? Joanne?
I think it's Joanne. But I always get crap for it. Just like King Super or King Supers.
Yeah, Joanna.
I don't know.
I like Chip.
I love them.
She's a little pushy.
Chip is
the she is. I have to admit.
She's not pushy.
Yes. She never likes his ideas.
Oh, my God.
He took a fireplace. And he was going to turn it into like an aquarium, which I thought was brilliant. But boy, I don't know what it is about fish, but she does not like fish. That woman.
He was going to turn a fireplace into an aquarium.
Well, it was something like that. It was something. Extremely innovative. Okay, I might be off base a little bit with the aquarium. All right, but it was something extremely innovative. I remember that part.
Yeah. Okay.
And she was so against it. Oh my God! Talk to him like he was stupid. I felt bad for him.
And it was innovative.
It was extremely innovative.
So innovative.
I don't know, remember.
Well, here's why I'm bringing all this up, that these guys, HGTV might make a lot of money. You remember Tarek?
Nope.
Yeah, you do.
Who's Tarek?
Tarek is the guy that went kind of nuts and got a gun and ran behind he and what's her name? Remember he was with that hot chick? They have a baby together, a couple of babies together.
No, I don't remember.
You do. Yes, you do. Christina.
I'll say I do. Yeah, I remember.
You remember Tarek. So it's Tarek. He's tall. He's got dark hair. And then he was married to, I think her name was Christina.
Okay.
And she's kind of like, oh my God, I am so hot.
Right.
Look at my body. And they had two little girls, I think. Do you remember?
And Christina and Turnip? what? Who?
Tarek.
Oh, Tarek.
Tarek.
Where did Turnip?
And so remember he grabbed that gun and he ran behind their house in that canyon?
I don't remember any of this.
You don't?
No.
Yes, you do.
He's a star on HGTV.
Yeah.
And he grabbed a gun.
Uh-huh.
Made a run behind a house.
Yes.
Barricaded himself.
And then the helicopter came over and they're like, Tarek, we know you have a hot wife. Get back in the house.
Come out, Turnip. Come out.
So anyway.
No, I don't remember. I really don't.
Why is this the longest story I've ever done?
I don't know. I'm liking it, though.
Okay, so anyway, they got a divorce, right? She's now pregnant with another dude, and she's happily married. So Tarek now has been dating this chick. Listen what he did yesterday.
What?
Is it Tarek or Tarek?
I don't know.
Tarek.
I've been saying Turnip.
Tarek? It might be Tarek.
Maybe it's Tarek.
I always pronounce it wrong, but you know who. Okay. Anyway, he just bought his girlfriend a Ferrari.
He did?
What the what?
A Ferrari?
Yes!
Wow.
Tarek, I think. Tarek bought his new girlfriend, Heather, a Ferrari for her 32nd birthday yesterday. What?
So he's loaded.
Yeah. He does the show Selling Sunset. Huh. Oh, no. She does the show Selling Sunset, and she showed off the expensive present on her Instagram with a series of videos of her and her boyfriend at the dealership. Tarek bought her a damn Ferrari.
Yeah, he probably financed it. What?
The couple eventually made it to the dealership where the Netflix star was surprised with a brand new white Ferrari convertible, which was about $140,000. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm freaking out. Best birthday ever. I love you so much. The real Tarek.
Yeah, that's nice. $140,000 car for your birthday.
Dude.
That's sweet.
Why don't I ever meet anybody like that?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. I'm sure they're happy.
Well. That's Hollywood, I guess.
You know what? Good for them, right? Good for them. Let's see here. What else do I have for you? People are talking about Sean Spicer's Dancing with the Stars ridiculous outfit again. I mean, this is the second day, right? It premiered Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, they say it sparked an uproar on Twitter, and it won't stop. People are making fun of his outfit, and they're almost bullying him. They say Sean Spicer looks like a car dealership inflatable guy.
I liked his outfit.
Clearly,
because it gets people talking, man. That's what you want. I mean, you're trying to drum up some votes.
Somebody said this. Clearly, the costume designer on Dancing with the Stars is a Democrat. What's more embarrassing than being the former White House press secretary under Trump? Whatever that shirt is that Sean Spicer's wearing. Oh, my God. And then there's a bunch of racist ones that I can't do. All right, anyway. Britney Spears' dad, Jamie Spears, is not going to be charged with child abuse with her two kids. If you remember, Jamie Spears was, they were trying to find him. He kind of took off. And they were trying to find him because Britney Spears' older son said that Jamie Spears had come after him and shook him. And then he had to hide from him in a closet because he became so outraged. There are no charges being filed. The DA says it's insufficient evidence.
So they're not believing the kid,
I guess. Or they don't have evidence to press. They might believe the kid. It's just it's hearsay at this point, you know. I mean, you can say it all you want, but what do we got to prove it?
True.
BJ beat me.
Yeah. I mean, like, unless you have some, you know, marks on you or something. Right.
This is kind of cool. I know you don't like this show, but I love this show. And it's called The Goldbergs.
Mm-hmm.
It's the funniest show. It's just so cute.
Never seen it.
It's just adorable. It's the cutest show. Anyway, The Goldbergs, they are going to have the cast from Cheers on it. So I guess ABC is doing this whole thing in October where it's taking all its TV shows and having shows from the past show up on the new shows.
Oh.
So the Cheers crew, except for Woody, he won't be there.
Yeah.
He won't be on that show because I think he's too cool. But they're showing up on the Goldbergs and they say, it is hilarious.
Oh
my God, this is awesome. Peter Weber is the new Bachelor and he is causing outrage. Peter Weber was the third guy for Hannah. Remember that whole thing? Never mind. June Hannah. Peter Weber was the third runner-up with The Bachelor. People are outraged. They said they want Mike Johnson, who you mentioned.
I did, because I remember when the show was running, that seemed to be the cry from the fans was that Mike should be the next Bachelor.
But in the article I just read, I guess Mike is too busy with Demi Lovato. So who's the one with Gigi?
I don't know.
I don't either. I'm so confused. Anyway, they say that Mike Johnson is too busy with Demi Lovato to get it on with 25 other women. So Peter Weber is the guy, and people are not that happy. However, here's Chris Harrison talking about how great his family is.
Sincere, sweet guy. The family, are you kidding me? Mom's in tears, dad's in tears.
Cheering for their son in the four times.
Obviously got a great job, pilot and all that. Why wouldn't he be a good bachelor? I don't know if I really have any great reasons why he wouldn't be. It really will depend, and this is with all these guys, the timing of it.
Does it really matter?
It does.
If he makes a good bachelor or not?
It does. We want to see love, buddy.
How do you make yourself a bad bachelor?
You become Luke, who's a psycho.
Oh.
We want to see love. Everybody wants to see love.
I think he's going to be a good bachelor.
Okay.
I guess.
He's excited about it. Here's what he says.
There was a moment.
It's still hitting me right now, and I feel so grateful right now just to have this opportunity in front of me. I feel like emotional right now, man. This is crazy. This is life-changing. I have truly, my entire life looked forward to finding, my girl.
Well, good luck, Peter.
Oh, hey. I didn't feel like you were genuine.
No, I was genuine. I wish him the best. I hope he finds one out of these 25.
So sweet.
Odds are slim, but...
Wow. And then finally for you, this sounds gross. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but here it is. Pizza Hut and Cheez-Its. You know what Cheez-Its are, right?
I do.
And you know what Pizza Hut is? Well, they have joined forces to create stuffed Cheez-It pizza. The new item, which is available at Pizza Huts throughout the United States of America, features four big jumbo squares that are topped with that distinctively sharp real cheese taste. Each crispy square is stuffed with either cheese or pepperoni and served with a side of marinara. So you dip these humongous Cheez-Its, they're like ginormous Cheez-Its that are stuffed with crap into marinara sauce.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you're a pizza lover. You don't think you'd like it?
No, I
don't. I don't like pizza, so I know I wouldn't buy it.
See, I don't like Cheez-Its.
Did you see the pizza-flavored candy canes for Christmas?
No.
Yeah, they're coming out.
Really?
Pizza-flavored candy canes.
Oh, I wonder if they taste real.
Not the peppermint. You're going to get pizza.
I wonder if they taste like they're real, though.
Do we need them? Do we really need pizza-flavored candy canes for your tree?
It's better than kale.
Just say it.
It's way better than kale flavored.
I don't know if somebody's going to buy pizza-flavored.
It might be.
I think I'd come closer, if I'm a pizza fan, I'd come closer to buying the Cheez-Its that you dip in the marinara than a candy cane.
Yeah, me too, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'd like to try it. All right, anyway, there you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
On Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.